Should we do that? All right. Welcome to a new episode of Transformed and Renewed. And thank you for joining us today. Listen, if this is your first time checking us out, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button on whatever platform you're on. Make sure you hit that button. That way you can stay up to date with the latest, and hopefully the greatest content that we share with you. And if this is your first time, welcome. If you are returning, thank you again for joining us. We're going to be talking about some stuff that may know, but then again, it could also serve as a a refresher. And this is, how much exercise should you be getting daily? So as I talk about that, I know some people may not really be fond of exercise, especially because exercise is one of those things, when we're honest, it involves work. And after a long and hard day, no one really likes to work, okay? You've been pretty much putting in work all day, and that is probably the last thing that you want to do. But there are some benefits, a lot of benefits, as it relates to exercise, health, and just so many just factors around that some people may be aware of but may take for granted. But I do want to share that with you. So as we get into it, I want you to think about, how much exercise do you get daily? So just think about the last time that you actually got some good exercise. And this could have been where you are walking, whether you're walking with some weights or you're just on the treadmill walking, getting steps in. Usually I like to look at it, whether you're going up on the incline, that's kind of pushing you slightly a little bit, or if you're doing a resistance training. And I'll get into each the difference between each of those, cardiovascular or cardio and then resistance training. But let's I want to pull up, or pretty much, well, first I'll just start by answering the question. So if you pretty much said that I don't really know how much exercise I do, or if you say, you know what, I may get at least, let's say, 2 hours a week or even an hour a week, there can be some improvement. And the reason why I say that is because the more you get your body to moving, so what happens is, most people may be aware of it, and you've likely either witnessed this or you know someone who does have this, but one of the common things that I hear, especially as it relates to exercise, and why I bring this up, is that for many parts of the body, most people feel comfortable doing exercises or routines. So whether it's using arms, dumbbells, you know, bench press, chest exercises, forearms, even when it comes to the lower body, sometimes people may try to skip leg day or not really getting, you know, the muscles moving for your lower body. But then we cannot forget this midsection. So I think if you can see this midsection, and that is an area that, you know, many people find slightly challenging, especially if you've been dealing with a lot of just love handle, so to speak, or just a lot of fat or weight in your midsection. And that is pretty much what it is. So you have two types. You have your subcutaneous fat, and then you have your visceral fat. And usually when we think about fat, sometimes most people may refer to it as stubborn fat, but again, it is still fat, or it could just be a lot of waste in your body. So some people may have just waste that just needs to be filtered out of your body, or you could have a lot of water that is being retained from, could be a number of factors. We know that salt can help with binding a lot of water. So if you're consuming a lot of foods that contain salt, and as you're consuming more and more food, if you notice that you're not going to the restroom or having bowel movements often, then that could be an issue. But it could also indicate that you have a lot of waste that is building up. And let's think about it. When you have waste on the inside of you that has not been emptied, that can start to do some damage and even cause some problems. Because if you're not getting that waste out, think about what that waste would do if it was in a different environment. Okay. Now think about it. Let's say if you ate something on today, and let's say 3 days later, you haven't had a consistent bowel movement, but something is not right because whatever you ate that day should have been out of you either that same day or the following day, but hopefully at least the same day, depending on how many meals you have. And as this relates to exercise, exercise can actually help with just preventing that backflow, so to speak. So I kind of think in terms of plumbing, when you start to have a buildup of just water as well as waste, then that can cause some issues as well. And so what we want to do is we want to be able to get the body moving so that way we can start to break down what is on the inside, even when it comes to that fat. So as you start to exercise, and this is also a word that I want to use, is consistency, because you can start to exercise one day, but then that is not enough, because you may say, well, you know what, I did something today and I'm just going to take a break. Well, we got to keep that up, because especially again, if you have a lot of fat in your midsection, then we want to have a plan to really get that off. And so when it comes to exercise, and I want to do want to share my screen. I want to kind of go back to the question of how much exercise should we get daily, and why is it important? Well, at least from what I shared, is very important because number one, it just kind of helps with keeping your body active, because we all age every day. It may be very slowly from what we may observe, but every day that we live, we're aging. And exercise is pretty much a way of helping us to utilize those muscles, different blood cells, just different parts of the body that we may take for granted. In not doing so, we can just cause, you know, different functions of our bodies to become idle, and that is not good. And so that is one aspect of it. Obviously, there are more reasons when it comes to exercising, toning your muscles. So kind of like I alluded to earlier, when you have visceral fat and subcutaneous fat in your body, once you are able to trim down, you know, whatever waste you had on the inside, or even just cutting a lot of that water out of your body that may be bound, once you're able to do that, then you start to get into fat burning mode, especially if you have a diet that supports, okay, that. Now that's important, because you can exercise all you want to, but if you don't have the proper nutrition, just like if you don't have the proper gas for a car, it's not going to be too long before you start to have some issues. And so that's also important. But I want to show you this information, and so that way you can kind of see what I'm talking about. Let's see. Right. Okay. So this is from the AHA, or the American Heart Association, but this pretty much says that at least for adults, at least getting 150 minutes, which is roughly about 2.5 hours of heart pumping physical exercise a week. And so this can be between a mix of what is known as cardiovascular as well as resistance training. Now, cardiovascular could involve aspects of resistance training, but it's pretty much geared towards where you are getting your heart, okay, your heart rate engaged, getting the heart pumping, and also just being able to focus on different parts of the body simultaneously. Now, when it comes to resistance training, this is where you're really geared towards quality, okay? Cardiovascular, you still are focused on quality, but you're also trying to keep a certain pace. You can do the same thing with resistance, but resistance is focused on focusing on, well, we have this weight here. So let's say this weight, at least for me, weighs 25 pounds. And I may want to lift this doing like a dumbbell curve. I may do this for about, let's say, 4 sets. And I may do this for about 12 reps. And I can, you know, start to downgrade. So I may go from 12, 10, 8, 6. So that would be an example of resistance training, because I start off with a 25, but then as I lower that rep, I may increase that to 30. And then by the time I'm on the last rep, I am at 40. So when we think about it, you know, those would be the two, you know, types of activities that you can do between cardiovascular and resistance training, because each of these ways you're going to be able to target those muscles. You're going to be able to, you know, at least with the cardio, going to be able to increase that heart rate. So this is challenging, and this is probably a part that most people don't like. So when you think of HIT, which is high intensity interval training, or I think they also have, you know, low intensity interval training, but typically the high intensity interval training can last a few minutes where you're doing just high speed activity at like your full capacity. Then you take short break, continue. Most of the times people don't really like that, because if it's your first time doing that in a while, your tongue is likely hanging out your mouth. And most people may not find that too attractive, but this is pretty much the information that shows you, hey, at least 2.5 hours a week of heart pumping exercise. And this kind of also shows, like, if you haven't been doing that, you're not alone. About 1 in 5, so about 20% of adults and teens, want to say, get enough exercise. So 20%. And if we wanted to be generous with this number, I'm not sure what the date was of this publishing, but let's say if we want to be generous with this, this could, you know, you could even go as much as 25%, so a quarter of the population, which is still not a lot of people get enough healthy exercise, which means the other 75 or 80% of adults and teens are not getting enough. And so, again, when we think about this intensity, it's important because it helps with burning calories, toning your body, and just helping you to sustain your body as you age. Because, again, it can be, you know, very agonizing and annoying to have health issues because your body has been stagnant from not moving a lot. And so this is important to keep your body moving. These are some examples of how you can do that, like incorporating these into your daily workflow. So this could be anything from just walking faster. So instead of you just taking your time walking, like walking with a pace and doing this for a certain amount of time, okay? You can do water aerobics, which is wonderful. This is actually a great way that you can build muscle and work out your body. So whenever you see swimmers in the body, they are pretty much getting in the water and they're staying toned. And that is also a great way, you know, to, you know, keep your body toned without, sometimes if you may not want to sweat, well, you're pretty much in the water. So that can help as well. Just activities around the house. So this could be, again, whether you are lifting, laundry, so you have heavy loads, moving that, bending, usually bending, you want to squat versus bend over for your back. And so, again, these are just going to be some of the different types of activities, you know, whether they are moderate or they are more vigorous. And vigorous is typically going to involve more effort, okay? So this is not just something light that I'm moving, but I'm actually putting at least 75% or 100% effort into doing this, and my heartbeat is reflecting that. So again, when it comes down to this, I want to say that this was, at least this number, the 150 minutes per week, and then I want to say, or at least 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity, or you can do a combination of the both, which I like myself. But this is going to, again, help with supporting longevity, because sometimes if you have issues with sleeping, with waking up, feeling tired, sometimes you may have back problems or just any number of issues, digestive issues, you name it, it could center around how much physical activity are you getting? Because otherwise, if you're not getting a lot, then there could just be a stagnant of activities in your body. And because there's not a lot of movement, you start to get a lot of backflow, or you start to get issues. So one way to offset that is by getting more movement with your body. And again, this applies for all. This applies for all people. So whether you're a kid, all the way up to an elder or older adult, then again, this applies to all people, because as long as we live, we can always, you know, do something that is going to help us to sustain our body. So again, this is just a resource that you can use. And let me see. And then I also want to share this. I wanted to share this with you. Let's see. So, yeah, so this is going to be the, well, actually, I'll share. I'll put this in the chat, but I'll also share it with you. So this is going to be the physical activities guidelines, okay? So this is going to be a guideline for pretty much what I showed you, but this is the comprehensive version of that. So it's pretty much giving the breakdown. Let me do that a little better. So this is pretty much giving you the breakdown of how much exercise to get, okay, per day. It breaks it down in categories between children, adolescents, adults, showing you exactly how much exercise is recommended. Especially if you are not really engaged in a lot of exercise, this is a good start that you likely want to consider. And so, again, this will be the condensed, the comprehensive version has about 118 pages. But I figured that the AHA would be a more condensed version for you to follow. So I'll be sure to drop that in the link for anyone that is interested. Let's see. For anyone that is interested. Put that in the activity. Adults and kids. So hopefully that goes through. Okay. So yeah, so you have this link. Again, this is a recommendation for what you should be getting, especially if you have not been doing this. So hopefully, you know, when we think about this question of, are you getting enough exercise? You can do this again anywhere. And I usually do this myself in just little things, like even lifting my canister. If this is filled with a lot of water, I may just lift this if I'm standing in place, just to maximize the time daily. And so it can be little things that you do when it comes to just physical activity. Getting movement is better than not getting any movement. So I just want you to think about that and let me know what you think about this topic. I didn't really go too deep into this because usually with a lot of topics like these, I share something with you, and then throughout the course of the year, we'll start to get deeper into it with the research. I did have an article, but I know that, you know, usually with articles, I do want to take some time because they can get extensive. But again, there are articles that do support a lot of this information. Matter of fact, I want to do it real quick so that way you know that I am not making this up, because that is always something that I want you to know. I don't make this up. So let's see if we can pull that out. And I just want to show this briefly to you. Let's see. It will share. Yeah. So yeah, this was an article that pretty much, if you get through the long subject title, this is pretty much referring to being able to increase the cardio respiratory fitness, cardiometabolic health, okay, in acute spinal cord injury. And pretty much, you know, this is a fairly extensive article. Like I said, with any article, pretty much gives you the overarching summary of what the article, or at least what the research was involving or covered. But this pretty much showed that there was improvement when it came to cardiometabolic health and perceived muscle strength and functioning in adults with the exercise guidelines that were recommended or that were proposed. And so, again, going through the article, you can kind of, or the research, you can kind of see a lot of the information or the data that was collected. But this is just an example. Just wanted to show you to demonstrate that there is research supporting, you know, exercise and why we should all, you know, have exercise as part of our lifestyles. And it's not just something that, you know, I get to it when I can, but it should be something that is a part of your lifestyle, just like eating is, exercise should be as well. So hopefully you find an article like this helpful. But again, we will definitely touch on this more in depth throughout this year. And we'll get more into this as well. So hopefully, again, if you like the content, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Don't skip that. Make sure you do that. Okay. You may say, I am going to remember. You're going to remember because you can do it right now. Okay. So you don't forget. And again, if you enjoy this content, make sure you drop a comment. I appreciate that. Your feedback helps us to craft information as well as just gather information that can help people like yourself. And we just take pride in doing that and just being able to help, you know, people with just providing quality information. Okay. I don't ever like to share anything based on my opinion, but I like to give it to you and you can make that decision. So again, if you like this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Okay. Make sure you do that. And until next time, I will talk with you later.